Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frank Sinatra.
Francis Albert Sinatra, the chairman of the board. Old Blue Eyes, the voice. We know his nicknames, know his songs, how his singing and savvy changed the music business forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is post time.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, what are you asking such ridiculous questions for? Just play the mother notes and we'll be a riot.
Master E3338.
Gershwin.
Fly me to the moon.
I would like to be remembered as a man who brought an innovation to popular singing. Let me a peculiar, unique fashion like that I wish one of these days somebody would learn to do so it doesn't die where it is.
In other words, please be true.
Alors ça y est, cette fois c'est fait, Sinatra s'est libéré de tout engagement avec Thomas Dorsey. Fin 43, Sinatra est devenu une star comme seul peu d'artistes y étaient parvenus jusqu'à présent, Caruso, Chaplin, Valentino ou Bing Crosby. Grâce à la radio et au cinéma, il était devenu une star. Notamment par ses passages à la radio, avec ce titre, entre autres, All or Nothing at All.
Tonight, the Columbia Broadcasting System opens a new little theater, the Broadway Bandbox, with songs by Sinatra and music by Scott. And here is Frank Sinatra.
This love of mine goes on and on. Is empty since you have gone.
Thank you, everybody. This is Frank Sinatra inviting you to our first performance in the Bandbox. This evening, we'll hear from Raymond Scott and his orchestra, the Bobby Tucker Singers, and as our special guest, we have lovely Arlene Whelan, star of the Broadway hit Dough Girls. And for my first song tonight, I'd like to sing a tune I recorded with my dear friend and first boss, Harry James, and it's called All or Nothing at All.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. So please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no, all or nothing at all.
Alors certes, Frank Sinatra a main et main de succès à la radio, également, évidemment, lorsqu'il va se produire devant des grandes salles, mais que dire alors de ses prestations en club, et notamment au Rio Bamba, où il avait épaté les clients, au Paramount, ça avait été à guichet fermé, plus de 10 000 personnes, et puis au mois d'octobre, consécration ultime au Waldorf Astoria, où le succès fut tel que, en entendant la clameur venue de la salle, Cole Porter lui-même, résidant ce jour à l'hôtel, descendra de sa suite pour voir écouter et venir écouter, effectivement, mais à une oreille vraiment attentive, ce qui s'y passe. Frank Sinatra, It's the Lovely.
Really, before I go, will you do me a favor? No kidding, will you?
If I can, sure.
Well, look, I didn't tell you about it. But my little niece, Frank, she's crazy about you. And you know what would really make a very big hit with her?
What?
If I...
What? I said what?
Sound like Crosby with a cold. I'll tell you what you could do. Look, if I could sing a song with you...
With me, you mean
a
duet?
Yeah.
It would really make her happy, huh?
I'll say it would. It really would.
Well, let's do it. What do we sing?
Well, how about Cole Porter's It's the Lovely? How about that?
Swell, I got an idea. We'll do it 50-50. A line apiece. First, I'll sing a line, then you sing one.
Yeah, that's good. 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
Gee, that's great of you, Frank. A duet. We'll sing it together. Oh, this is the greatest moment of my life. Singing with Sinatra. Oh.
Mr. Scott, some appropriate music, please. Are you ready,
Mr.? Oh, I'm all ready. Oh, singing with Sinatra.
The night is long, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear,
it's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
the lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I.
It's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
the lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself
go.
So please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's
delightful,
it's
delicious,
it's
delectable,
it's
delirious,
it's
dilemma,
it's
the limit,
it's
deluxe,
it's
the lovely.
It's.
Frank Sinatra et Milton Deberle, donc depuis le Waldorf Astoria, avec ce titre It's the Lovely. Alors évidemment, Frank Sinatra s'est devenu la star, la vedette, et on ne peut empêcher la presse People de s'intéresser à lui, ne lui épargnant pas, bien évidemment, ses liaisons extra-conjugales. Musicalement parlant, lorsque Columbia conclut un accord avec la Fédération américaine des musiciens en novembre, Frank et son arrangeur, Alex Stordahl, se précipite avec l'orchestre au Liederkranz Hall, répétition accélérée, et au cours du mois suivant, pas moins de 17 nouvelles faces vont être gravées. La voix de Frank a changé, oublié la voix du jeune garçon. C'est aujourd'hui, évidemment, une voix d'homme. Frank Sinatra.
lingers on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things that I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are
En décembre, Frank va rentrer à la maison. Il est tout heureux de retrouver Nancy et le bébé et ravi de se retrouver ainsi en famille. Quelques jours plus tard, il va enregistrer « I got a woman crazy for me » aux paroles sans équivoque, traduction française approximative. Bien qu'elle aime travailler pour moi et être esclave tous les jours. Alors évidemment, il pense à Nancy en chantant cela, bien qu'il ne puisse quitter des yeux la pulpeuse Marilyn Maxwell, présente dans le studio derrière la vitre insonorisée. En 1945, à Hollywood, va donc démarrer les premières sessions pour Columbia avec deux titres enchaînés, Where or When et If I Loved You.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. So it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day, never, never to know. I loved you, if I loved you, soon you'd leave me, off you would go of day, never, never to know.
C'est la période dorée, évidemment. Il profite allègrement de tous ses succès, du fait que toutes les musiques deviennent pour lui des tubes, mais ça ne saurait lui faire oublier quand même la famille. Alors, il va rebaptiser un titre qui à l'époque était Bessie with the Laughing Face en Nancy with the Laughing Face. C'est pour rendre hommage donc à son épouse et aussi à sa petite fille, donc c'est les 4 ans, Frank Sinatra, Nancy with a laughing face.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer. Summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Have you ever heard mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. No angel could replace Nancy with a laughing face. Keep Betty Grable, L'Amour, and Turner. She makes my heart a charcoal burner. No angel could replace my Nancy with a laughing face.
Mais pour Frank va alors survenir un énorme problème. Énorme, le service militaire. Il n'y pensait même plus. L'Amérique est en guerre et rappelle sous les drapeaux tout le monde disponible. En 1940 déjà, Frank avait été exempté en sa qualité de jeune papa, mais maintenant le gouvernement va abolir ce report pour les pères mariés. Frank allait donc être envoyé à l'étranger. Il va donc se présenter au centre d'examination où le docteur Polanski le déclare apte. Énorme tuile pour Frank qui ne l'entend pas de cette oreille. Lui sait que sa carrière actuellement est aux États-Unis et qu'il est hors de question qu'il quitte donc les États-Unis pour l'étranger. Il va donc faire en sorte de trouver ce qu'il peut pour ne pas partir à l'armée et il va se débrouiller pour être à nouveau exempté. Il le fera cette fois-ci un peu plus tard avec la bénédiction d'un autre médecin. Mais lui considère qu'il a déjà apporté pas mal de contributions à l'armée en enregistrant plusieurs V-disques, ces disques réservés uniquement à l'armée, et cela suffit amplement pour lui. Frank Sinatra, If You Are a Dream.
Record with Frank Sinatra, Raymond Page and his orchestra, and as your master of V-discs, here is Deems Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Costello, and good evening. More than a quarter of a million V-discs go overseas every month, and you can imagine what joy and contentment they bring to our men.
Yeah, especially when Bing sings.
Who said that?
Me.
Why, hello, Frank Sinatra.
Glad to see you, Deems. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. And it's a pleasure being in this show and making some more V-discs for the men overseas. I hope it might help make their loads just a little bit lighter. And now I'd like to sing a song that's fast becoming a big favorite. It's called If You Are But a Dream. So with the help of Raymond Page and his 35 fine men and women, I'd like to make a V-disc of this tune right now.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely you and pray my dream comes true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you are but a dream, I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you are but a dream.
Et pour bien montrer qu'il s'intéresse de très près à l'actualité et à tout ce qui touche à l'armée, évidemment, il va enregistrer sur un autre V-disque cette fois-ci, un thème là aussi sans équivoque, puisqu'il va référer à ce qui se passe en Allemagne avec le titre « There will be a hot time in the time of Berlin ».
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I want to be there, boy, and spread some joy when they take old Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin. They're gonna start a row and show them how we paint the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change his Heil to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
On va donc quitter Franck et les V-disques, mais on se retrouvera la semaine prochaine où je vous expliquerai comment Franck a réussi cette fois-ci à se faire exempter. Bye bye et à la semaine prochaine.
I'm gonna grab a Frau and show her how we paint the town back in Michigan. I'm gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frank Sinatra.
Francis Albert Sinatra, the chairman of the board. Old Blue Eyes, the voice. We know his nicknames, know his songs, how his singing and savvy changed the music business forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is post time.
Well, it doesn't matter. Oh, what are you asking such ridiculous questions for? Just play the mother notes and we'll be a riot.
Master E-333-86-1.
Fly me to the moon.
I would like to be remembered as a man who brought an innovation to popular singing. Let me see a peculiar, unique fashion like that I wish one of these days somebody would learn to do so it doesn't die where it is.
In other words...